Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. This is November 18th, 2021. Unfortunate news that Fightful and Fightful Select had the duty of reporting this evening, which seems to be a much more regular thing. Eight WWE superstars were released by the company. I just want to go ahead, set a few kind of ground rules for this chat as best we can. Please don't celebrate somebody losing their job. I understand there are some people that you might not agree with it for any number of reasons. Let's not celebrate anybody losing their job. Let's avoid the it's just business thing in the chat, all that good stuff. We are not here to tap dance on anybody's grave or anybody losing their livelihood. That is not what we're about here. So if you want to do that, it's best to go find a different stream somewhere else. Not what we want to do. We're going to talk about the releases a little bit more. Here's our protocol for this. We report the releases publicly and free. We do the stream free as well. Then supplemental information that we find out about the releases will be on FightfulSelect.com, in which you guys can subscribe to. If you want a much more angry live stream to listen to, Alex Palowski and Kate Hensler are live right now on Fightful Select, and they are very angry. Make it easy for our mods. These are always sucky days for all of us. And I'd like to apologize. I am in day off attire. If you want, you can donate a super chat, or you can head over to humperchats.com, donate a humper chat. We're going to try to read all those on the air as best we can. But please understand, it gets very fast and furious during these. So there is no guarantee, but I will try. So the talent released, all of Hit Row, Isaiah Swerve Scott, Ashanti The Adonis, and Top Dolla were all released. Tegan Knox, Drake Maverick, Shane Thorne, who some of you may know as Slapjack, Jackson Riker, and John Morrison, all released by the company. Brian Medina says, all the cuts look like they were Triple H guys that were recruited. I don't see any current NXT guys that Vince just got. WWE's padding their pockets to pay big bucks to Rock and Brock. I don't think they needed to pad their pockets to do that, but I don't think John Morrison was a Triple H hire, so to speak. Sabanistic says, no reason to spitball an idea about any of these releases anymore. Just seems random and unpredictable. What a shame. It got like that with call-ups for quite a while as well. Like, it became very hard to predict them. You know what I mean? So it's very hard to predict these releases as well. Brendan says, John, thanks SRS for giving us news, even awful news. It does suck. It is the worst part of the job. A lot of really good, talented people lost their jobs. Sheila says, I can't stand this. They had releases just like 2 weeks ago, right? It certainly feels like it, Sheila. Ryan McClure says, is it possible WWE are giving these releases in hopes that AEW sign these talent to a point where they begin to have funding issues? No. Zero chance at all. That has never, ever, ever been an issue. That has been a fan conspiracy theory. And no, it is not the thing. That the way to not take down your competition is to offer them a lot more talent. That is a terrible, terrible approach, terrible idea. And that's not what's going on. Colt Badeau says, now I know they don't do calls or media scrums for you guys to ask questions. Because I'd ask why we should care about if they're going to release anyway. Do they have enough for Rumbles? Yeah, they have enough for Rumbles, men and women. That's not a concern either. Mark G says, waiting for Top Dollar's next tweet. Again, I don't want to tap dance on anybody's grave, guys, whether you agreed with the approach they took or not. But Daniel R says, I believe Hit Row will be great wherever they go. Let's talk about that. That was a mind-boggling one. Nobody from the NXT era of Triple H's hiring seems safe anymore. And if you are Johnny Gargano, Kyle O'Reilly, Kevin Owens, what do you look at when you see this? When you see four talent now in Hit Row that were such a slam dunk success act, led by the in-ring of Ashanti the Adonis and Swerve Scott. I said on a lot of our reviews that Swerve Scott needed to find just that little thing. Just that little thing that set him over the top and made him a megastar. And I think he found it. He found it in Hit Row, and he was doing exceptionally well. Another case of WWE takes the title off somebody, brings them up. Then what do they do? What do they do? B-Fab, who knows where she's going to go now? I wouldn't be surprised if Top Dollar leaned more into hosting. I don't know how in love with wrestling he is. He seems to be very good at hosting. He seems to be well-learned based on what we saw on the A&E show, in which I really, really liked. That does make you wonder what the hell's up with that A&E show. But Swerve Scott, I would be shocked. I would be shocked if in February he's not in AEW. I mean, absolutely shocked. Surprise as hell. Bad Eyesight says, it seems like WWE knows they have nothing for these people, but call them up just to sign them to new deals for a 90-day no-compete. Well, I mean, they could. Most of these people would accept a 90-day no-compete anyway. John Laurinaitis did pass along the email to talent and said they were due to budgetary cuts. Tyrone says, Johnny Ace and Nick Khan are the W version of Chris and Snoop from The Wire. Damn, that is a comparison. Sean says, what credence do you put to the narrative that WWE is calling up NXT talent to cut them with a 90-day clause instead of a 30? Another crappy day. I don't believe that there's anything concentrated there. Deuce says, they're absolutely preparing to be sold. Sad stuff. Yes, it is very sad. KE775 says, Triple H is leaving, right? Hit Row, Keith Lee, Tegan, Knox, Cross were all his guys. I think we are at the likeliest period that Triple H will leave than ever before at any point of his career. I think he's more likely to leave right now than he would have been in 1996 when he was getting punished for the curtain call. And all of his friends were leaving. Zach Heyman says, what would be the current landscape for NXT UK and the wrestlers considering they're cutting back on overspending signing these wrestlers? Well, those NXT UK talent don't get signed for a whole lot, so I don't see that necessarily making a big splash. If Walter comes over here, I fear for the future of NXT UK, but that's just a personal hunch. It's not a report. JW Pringle says, if I may, conspiracy theory, NXT call-ups only to release with a 90-day no-compete. I mean, they could apply those to anybody. They could restructure a contract at any given time. They could keep them in NXT, re-sign them to a new deal, and then apply a 90-day non-compete. So Drake Maverick got released for the second straight year. Of course, you remember last year he was released and had this emotional video where he he cried. He was not happy with how things went, and it tugged on the heartstrings of an awful lot of fans, and it got him back in WWE on an NXT contract. He released a similar one today, and if you watch them back, I watched both of them back-to-back, last year's, this year's. The opening is different than last year's, which means he had to have done that multiple times. And also, you mean it, he didn't produce that video within 2 minutes? He had produced this before at some point. We just, I'm gonna work to find out when, but he got called up to the main roster before he even got drafted. Then he got involved in the 24/7 stuff, and then released again. Bad Keith Gaming says Drake made a video that not just the released wrestlers, but anyone who's going through something like this should watch. Inspiring video. He said, "You can't fire me from wrestling. I'm going to get booked somewhere. My dream is to be a pro wrestler, not an entertainer." John Cena, good guy, John Cena, giving him some love for that. We'll go back and we'll talk more about him later. We've got a bunch of super chats to get through. Again, you guys can also go to humperchats.com. They're less likely to get a little lost there. That is our Streamlabs platform. Obviously, we do not condone the actions of Streamlabs.com and whatever the hell they're going through right now. But we do appreciate you guys being here. If you could, spread the love, share the video. Fightful did break the news, unfortunately, of these releases today. Sabanistic said, side note, I feel as though there's not a person left in WWE who could properly write this sinking ship. I know people hate WWE, rightfully so, but it was my childhood, and it's sad to see this. But he was my childhood, too. I was a WWF kid. I've got a Ted DiBiase wrestling buddy. I used to beat the crap out of that thing all the time. I wanted to be like the Road Warriors. I wanted that. Like, that was what I grew up idolizing, the colors and the brightness, the Hulk Hogan Ultimate Warrior, the blue ropes, the blue cage, all that stuff. And this ain't that anymore. I don't know what it is, but it's not that anymore. It's not what I loved. And that's unfortunate. It's tough to come to grips with. Eloquent says, Jim Ross used to say there must be a 6-month plan for all call-ups. Guess that is long out the window. It sure as hell is long out the window. I talk to talent all the time that say they didn't know about their dark match until the day before. They get a call and they get brought in. There is no more long-term planning in that sense. Sean Taylor says, sad, love to see AEW get more, but it seems like they're packed. More stars to Impact and NWA, in my opinion. That Impact in some instances is good. NWA is not a full-time living. Like, you can't do that. I personally, just a hunch, I would not be shocked if we see Jeff Jarrett launch another promotion next year. And I know a lot of people joke and they say Global Force, tee-hee-hee. He knows how to run a company. Maybe trial and error, my friend. Raphael says, if Triple H left, speculate on what you think he'd do next, stay in wrestling or retire. Well, he does absolutely have piss off money. That is for sure. He has all the money in the world. What would he do? I think he'd stay involved in wrestling in some capacity. Apologies. At time you'll hear me mute the mic. I got that seasonal asthma. Lake says, the NXT North American Championship is cursed. 10 champions, 6 are no longer in WWE. A sad reality, and who knows if Johnny will be there in a few weeks. Do you think Hit Row will reform and go somewhere else as a collective unit, AEW or Impact, maybe? I don't think we're going to see them as a collective unit. I don't. I think Swerve Scott will be fine. Thoughts on Taya's tweet? Seems like she's the only one telling it like it is. Yeah, she ain't happy. She was not happy. Shane Thorne, I want to get through these releases as well, but you all can keep sending super chats. Much appreciated. Shane Thorne was brought up as a part of Retribution. He was a part of TM61 when he got signed in 2016. Nick Miller left, headed back home, and then it was just Shane Thorne and there wasn't a lot there. They had him teaming with, I think, Brendan Vink for a while he's Duke Hudson now, but Brendan Vink, they were on Raw, I think, a couple times even at the start of the pandemic. Then they just dropped that because Heyman left, so they didn't have anybody pushing for that anymore. Went back to NXT, came back up as part of Retribution, was Slapjack. I think he could have ironically got over in the way that a lot of people like ironically like Tony D. I think a lot of people could have liked Slapjack in that stupid friggin' mask. But he was switched between Raw and SmackDown a few times and just never appeared on the show and just never wrestled. They didn't have anything for him. Jackson Ryker, I mean, there were people I was talking to when he got signed that were shocked that he got signed. And you can say what you want about him personally and all that stuff. He's a big, jacked dude. And the reality is he hasn't been over anywhere. He wasn't over in TNA. He wasn't over anywhere. He wasn't over in NXT. He wasn't over in WWE. It just didn't work. He wasn't over wherever he went. And unfortunately, some things that he tweeted ended up spelling the end for the now Steve Maclin, who is killing it in Impact, had a great match with Laredo Kid tonight. Steve Maclin is like, if you put Rhino in the X division, he's doing great. And we haven't seen a lot of Wesley Blake, Weston Blake. He was on the narrative, but unfortunately, what happened there. Apologies, I do have to occasionally check these. Ooh, I was just told that Woods was live on G4 when it happened. That sucks. So Jackson Ryker, I would bet you he'll be in the NWA. I'll bet you that. Tegan Knox, boy, some bad luck there. We'll get into that momentarily. N. Simmons says, I'm worried about guys like Ali and Ricochet. I know they'll be fine anywhere, but it sucks to watch these people lose a dream job that they had. Those are a couple of the guys I worry about the least. New Japan would want them. AEW would want them. Impact would want them. Everybody would want those two. Nicholas says, I honestly can't wait for Triple H to stand up one day and tell Vince to shove it. Needs to start his own promotion. This sucks, Sean. Yes, it does. I don't know what kind of contractual obligations or non-competes are tied to Triple H and his stockholder deal and all that, but Oscar says, do you see a universe where Triple H and AEW work together? Yes, I do. I think anything's possible. Could you see Triple H starting his own independent company? I could. I absolutely could. Brent Lockman says, won't let me super chat on Sour Graps, so doing it here, sad freaking day. You shouldn't have to super chat behind the paywall anyway, but it is a sad day. Could I see more than ever Triple H starting own promotion and rehiring these guys that got cut? I think there are more people out there right now that know how to run a company and give people livings than ever before. There are about to be, I mean, and even right now, there are a lot of smart people. There's Kerry Silken. There's Jeff Jarrett. I don't know what the hell's going to happen with Joe Koff. You know, maybe one day Triple H does get fed up. Maybe one day he does say, take this job and shove it. And he's got that kind of money. But I think there's a lot of people that could possibly be that launching point. There's Dixie Carter. Dixie's out there. Shauna says, the theory is WWE are selling, but who would want to buy a company that would do this? If I were a potential buyer, I would think twice. Reduce overhead, possibly, and then you sell the brand and the library and the content. I'm going to talk to people who know far more about this than I do. I will never pretend to be a historian. I'll never pretend to be like a ratings or a business analyst. That is not my forte. I find out shit that happens and why it happened and how it happened. But I'm going to talk to some people who probably know better than I. Trevor says, so sad to see Wood's live reaction to these releases. I've not seen it yet. It just got sent to me. I believe our moderator, Cher Delaware, had mentioned it. But it didn't get sent to me. I just heard about it. But geez, man. Actually, and we got Luis helping out. Big thank you, Luis, who just knows at this point that I'm going to need his help with Super Chat. So thank you, Luis Polito, for popping in here, because that makes it much easier. Because I just kind of hop on and do these whenever. So I'm going to hang around for as long as you guys want me to. Man, Malcolm Mitchell says, presume Morrison only survived the last round of cuts because he was on the UK tour at the time. Certainly Seems like it, right? Certainly seems like it. Oh, man. And somebody says, is Jeff Jarrett not an agent? No, he left WWE. He's gone. He's gone. Dan Thunder says, Sean donating here instead of my usual memeing on Twitter. There's a lot of people asking about Triple H and all that, and we will continue to kind of dig away at that. But Tegan Knox, man, poor Tegan Knox. Chris Rain says, would love to see her in AEW. Been a fan of her since the Mae Young Classic. So international flavor can work really, really well. Unfortunately, has been plagued with injuries. She just turned 27 this week, but tore her ACL 3 times. But separately than that, this is one of the biggest condemnations of whatever it is the WWE pretends that they're doing right now. Tegan Knox and what they did with her. So the knee injuries sucks. Bummer. Can't prevent it. Nothing you can do. They brought her back to NXT, quickly dropped her story, brought her up to SmackDown, put her in a makeshift team with Shotzi Blackheart. By the way, they broke up another team on NXT to start this team. They fired Shotzi's original partner in NXT and Ember Moon. Then they had these girls go on a wild winning streak where they beat the tag team champions multiple times and won championship contenders matches, which, newsflash, does not mean you get a top contendership match. You don't get a title match because of that. It's just a non-title match. That's all it is. It does not mean anything. But the talent thought it meant that. And they never got a title match. Never got a title match. Not only that, after beating the champion 3 times, they got split in the draft. Then Tegan never debuted on Raw. And they fired her. Mind-boggling. You cannot tell me there is any serious right-hand, left-hand cohesion. You can't tell me if you balled up those two fists and mashed them together, there's any cohesion. It's very, very hard to get invested in a product like that when you can see by the business decisions that there's no planning. They minimize how much their own on-screen matters, not just on the screen, but in their firing decisions. Diable 37 says, Tegan Hurts. Her month in Stardom was when I was getting into it. She helped me stick with it. Have her injuries really caught up with her? No, I thought her work looked really good on the main roster. Sabanistic says, never mind, I read that one now. I know there's some that Luis didn't know that I read, so I won't flip out over that. It's Tricky says, wouldn't be surprised if some of the roster quit. I think they'll let their deals run out. Tyler Joseph Smith says, why has WWE stopped issuing you public statements on releases? It's like they only rely on you to break the news. Seems very shallow of them. Keep up the great work. I don't know. I thought it was just an NXT thing last time. I really did. But it is. They haven't posted anything yet, as far as I know. I'm going to look right now. But I don't think they have. They haven't the last few times. Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe they just feel like they don't need to. It's going to get out there anyway. Kieran George says, can't help but to think of New Jack shoot interviews about Vince and WWE when stuff like this happens. RIP to the legend. I love New Jack's shoot interviews. I don't remember that. Did he ever meet Vince? Tony says, Owens and O'Reilly are gone, right? I think Gargano's going to leave too. Seeing what the image of the NXT he helped create is right now, I think he's going to be gone too. Rob says, is there anybody in WWE who are bulletproof from being released anymore? I assume Roman Reigns and the Horsewomen. Yeah, I think those five. I think those five are the only ones. And you could say, oh, what about Drew? Drew's been fired before. At Eyesight says, the irony of talent fighting for brand supremacy this weekend. Why would any wrestler care about loyalty to this company, much less a brand? You said it, not me, but you're not wrong. Henry says the NWA is the only NWA. Ooh, he says the National Wrestling Alliance is the only NWA that Riker will ever associate with. That was a good one. That was a good one. Do talents getting called up from NXT usually get a more lucrative contract along with a longer no-compete? Yes, longer deals, more money, longer no-compete, non-compete. Some stupid punk says, Sean, are we only doing super chats, not humper chats? Hope you feel better from the cough. Thank you and Team Kalex for giving us a nice place to vent and talk. It's like group therapy. And if you guys have paid attention to my Twitter this week, I need some freaking group therapy this week. But no, you can go to humperchats.com. That's where we prefer that you donate your chats to. We just haven't been pushing it as much because, you know, I don't want to be the person that's like, give us money during this stream about people losing their job. But we are reading all these. But yes, you can go to humperchats.com and leave us those anytime and they'll get read on the air. Josh Baker says, hopefully this isn't a bad taste, but have you heard anything in connection to vax issues like last time? Or is this strictly money? I haven't heard that yet. I have asked, but I haven't heard the definitive yes as of yet. Johnny Ace said it was budget cuts. That's what he said in his email. Josh Tolman says, stayed home from work with a seasonal cold. Had my grandmother pass away today after a long couple months, and now this, not a good day. Josh, I'm so sorry to hear about your grandmother. That sucks, man. And I hope you get to feeling better soon. I hate that you're here right now because of this, but glad you're spending some time with us, and I hope it makes you feel any better or a little bit better. Eloquent says, if you're not Becky, Roman, maybe New Day, how do you go into work with any fear of job security or without any fear of job security? Morale can't be high. It wasn't. I've already heard some bummed out people. I think New Day are safe too. I don't think they're getting fired. I think you're handing three main eventers to AEW if you do that. Greg Cherry says it's very hard to support WWE anymore. I've loved wrestling for as long as I can remember. Thank God for AEW existing and for a good alternative. Sean, thank you for all you do and hope you're doing well personally. I appreciate it. Today's not, this isn't about me, but I do want to thank you all. A lot of you had nice things to say this week and I appreciate that. Hovery Duncan says, how do you have this many top stars with contracts expiring soon and feel like you can confidently re-sign them after 100 releases? That's the thing. And they've shown interest in re-signing all those guys. But why would they want to? If you're going to WWE and you're re-signing, if you're Kevin Owens, you're Kyle O'Reilly, and you are Johnny Gargano, why would you not work in an ironclad, no-cut contract? Why wouldn't you would have to have a no-cut? Have to. And for those of you saying you can't work that in, I got offered a no-cut contract last year. If I can swing it, you better damn well believe Johnny Gargano, Kyle O'Reilly, and Kevin Owens can swing a no-cut contract. If not, I probably wouldn't go there, but I'm not going to pretend to understand the priorities of anybody else. Another release, John Morrison, re-signed with WWE in September 2019, returned on screen January 2020. He did wrestle on main event this week, but I thought his best in-ring work was during this WWE run. Before WWE, there were a lot of times I thought we would see him do like parkour for the sake of parkour, you know, like look what I can do here. Boy, I thought he put it all together. I thought he put it all together in this WWE run, and he had some amazing matches. And I thought he was one of the best performers of the pandemic. I thought he killed it. And obviously, he's not going to hurt for bookings. I mean, the cute little joke was that everywhere he went, he'd be Johnny Fightful if he was on our podcast right now. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to get lots of work. And especially with mixed tag wrestling doing well, I think that I would love to see Pretty Proper against Morrison and Taya. I would love to see that. Lady Frost and Victor Benjamin against Morrison and Taya. I think that'd be incredible. Again, apologies. I'm occasionally muting and coughing. I've got like really, really bad asthma right now. White Trash Tyler said, saw you a few times this past weekend, but didn't want to bother you. You're never bothering me. If you ever see me out and you want to say hi or anything like that, you're never bothering me. You guys support us and invest in us. And yeah, I owe you nothing if not my time. So please come up and say hi. How much talent can AEW realistically sign from these releases? Who does AEW not re-sign to make room? I don't want to speculate on who they won't re-sign. That way, they like they're not losing their job or anything. I think Swerve Scott and Tegan Knox. I think those two will. I think if you're Impact, you pick up Drake Maverick. There's a lot of places Drake Maverick's going to go and do really, really well. Drake Maverick is going to do really well in the indies if he wants. Avery Salomon says, since good news is needed, my daughter Charlotte was born yesterday and has become a Fightful fan already. Congratulations. That is so rad. Congratulations to you. Henry T. Casey says, for Rampage tomorrow, are we getting Bowens versus Bryan too for another caster promo about Johnny Ace? I doubt it, but yikes, man. What a bummer. Amir F. says, little off topic, did you see the interview Helwani did with Heyman about his comment about Vince? Rip the Band-Aid off. I haven't seen it yet. I watch every single interview that Errol Helwani does with wrestling people. He's one of my favorite interviewers. And I love Paul Heyman's work. I used to say, it used to happen. Every year, like about 10 days before or after Thanksgiving, there would be a gigantic interview that dropped in MMA or pro wrestling. In 2014, it was CM Punk's interview and the subsequent. 2 years in a row, it was John Jones after like some big controversy. I believe 1 year it was Paige after a lot of the unfortunate stuff she went through with Lillian Garcia. Incredible interview. Lillian did a great job there. 1 year it was The Undertaker. He didn't do a ton of interviews, so he did a big one then. And it seems like Helwani's getting a couple big ones right now. And Helwani is in a position, like, quite frankly, I feel like I would get a lot of heat if I hopped on my interview with Drew and I was like, Drew, tell me about AEW. Do you watch AEW? And he was like, yeah, I do. I feel like I'd get heat for that. Helwani's too big for them to give heat to. They need Helwani doing interviews for them. Thank you, Jasmine, for the super chat. Some stupid punk says, don't speculate on people getting fired. Speculate on people quitting and telling Vince they hope they save some of his budget. Damn. Kevin Owens' Twitter location is currently in the abyss. Not sure if that's new. I just joined Twitter. I'll likely regret it. Boy, will you ever regret it. I do every single day of my life. I don't know what that's in reference to. I don't. Steve Fullhart says, WWE is married into the WWE hierarchy. Obviously, there are a couple splits across company, but how would Triple H leaving would factor into the landscape? I don't know. I mean, Shane left. He's Vince's son. Ten Ruza says, hope Triple H is considering buying ROH and building his vision and teaming up with Tony Khan. I've heard of worse ideas. Some stupid punk says Hunter could easily stroll into any investor meeting, get financial backing like he needs it, a broadcast deal, even if it's small. He has an indie scene full of talent that will work with or for him, and Forbidden Door to New Japan, AEW, Impact. I agree with all that. Volob says, can't wait to see Spud hang out with EC3 and Braun again. A shame that all three of those guys got fired because they're all supremely talented, but they're going to do some supremely good work together. Jorge Sandoval says, keep up the good work, G. I always say SRS is the Shams of wrestling and Uncle Dave is the Woj. Oh, buddy. I don't need comparisons to actual journalists after the week I've had. Andy Slamberg says, how does it work? Do they set a dollar amount that they need to shed and cut contracts until they hit that amount? Pretty well, regardless of plans or whatever. CM says, hit row members with the Acclaimed as an actual heel rapping stable. could be really fun. Huh. I feel like Top Dollar may have burned his bridge with some of the stuff there. You know what I mean? I don't know. It just feels like it. Damian Frazier says WWE going through wrestlers wanting is going to become wrestlers wanting exits. I understand Maverick, Thorne, Riker, but Knox and Hit Row. I'm surprised by a lot of these. I'm surprised by Knox, Hit Row, and John Morrison. I was surprised that Taya, Frankie Monet got released too. I was very shocked about that. Jasmine says Knox should go to WOW Women of Wrestling. I mean, they'll get her the visa. They will get her the visa. I'll say that much. That will happen. Nerd Guru says, these clowns actually think they can sell at AT&T Stadium and two nights in a row with what stars? Athena versus Nixon Newell will kick all of the ass. That is a hell of a match. That is. And you do have to wonder at this point, like, man, how thin is that card going to be? I mean, they just thinned out their roster an awful lot, man. Like Drake Maverick, Tegan Knox, Hit Row, that's four people in this, or five people in this round that were NXT call-ups this summer. My God, man. Nerd Guru says, for what they did and said to Taya, John must have busted doors down to ask if he could get out there. Because if that were my wife, why would I stay there? I don't know. What would they say to Taya? Did I miss something? I mean, I heard of a colorful email that went out a few weeks ago, but I'm going to look this up just to see if I missed anything. Well, Taya said, I said what I said, agree or disagree, back to your regularly scheduled programming and rebuilding our empire. Taya says, they'll be just fine. We always have each other. That's all that matters. Stop supporting a company that has zero respect for their talent. You love pro wrestling. Spend your money on the hundreds of other alternatives. This is wrong. Ethically, as employers, they don't care about us. Talent or fans, fuck them, came in a prior tweet. Damn. People saying it looks like I might need to interview Taya. I have reached out to her. But also, there's also this a level of sensitivity too. Like some of these people I know and I'm pretty close with. I'm not close with her. I don't think I've ever talked to her. And I don't want to hit her up and be like, hey, here to pick your bones and get all the info I need. You know, and then there are some people like that I didn't really know that much. Like I reached out to Buddy Murphy and he was like, yeah. Then Chelsea Green reached out to me and I was like, oh, damn, cool. Like there, you never know. You never know. EC3 wanted to wait. Mojo wanted to wait. And I know both of them pretty well. Miguel says O'Reilly joins Fish, Cole, Gargano versus Danielson, Garcia, Owens, and Jericho. Recreates a festival of friendship. Sad to hear the news, but best wishes to the recent release stars. Yes, best wishes to them. At this point, I do fully expect Kyle O'Reilly to join them in NXT. Aiden O'Donnell says, after hearing this news, I'll no longer be watching Survivor Series this weekend. Can't wait to watch Team Kalex talk about it after this. Yeah, buddies, FightfulSelect.com. Right now, they're probably going to go 2 hours knowing them. But at this point, they know I'll just let them do what they want behind that paywall. But they are going to have a significantly more aggressive show than what I'm having right now. That's going to be the angry side of things. Over there on FightfulSelect.com. The only direction I gave them was, please no personal attacks. Please none of that. Nothing that's going to get us in shit, please. That would be preferable. But please head over to FightfulSelect.com after this. I'm sure they'll still be live. I'm sure they will be. Let me pull up these these chats again. Apologies, man. I got Windows open everywhere at this point, man. And thank you again to Luis for doing this. Ryan says, TK going after a certain Chaka Khan song soon. You're going to have to smarten me up, buddy. I listen to a lot of theme songs. Colin on the Rock says, WWE gave the drip stick gimmick to John Morrison and handed it to Seth. Oh, the drip gimmick. Handed it to Seth at the end. So disappointed. Loved seeing him back in WWE. Yeah, the Johnny drip thing, I don't know. I think that fit more with Rollins. Anakin says, didn't Hit Row this morning get added to the Survivor Series Tag Team Battle Royal? Left hand, literally not knowing what the right hand is doing. Let me look. Okay, yeah, Chaka Khan is Swerve's theme. Ain't nobody on the Indies. Okay, yeah, thank you, Luis. No, I think at this point, Swerve does his own theme. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't he at this point? Coming off of a rap gimmick, he's got to do his own theme. No, I don't even know about the Battle Royal at all. I've been on the air mostly today. Oscar says, updated odds on Cole, Owens, and Johnny going to AEW. I think collectively, we're looking at about 80% that all three of them go. Evan Wright says, Graps that he's going to be a good one on Saturday. It sure is. I mean, William Washington is not going to be screaming this at the rooftops because he doesn't rely on that type of stuff or clout or anything like that. But he's Swerve's a family member. There you go. Swerve's a family member. I'm sure he's going to have some thoughts on this. And that will be noon Eastern here on Fightful with Phil Lindsay, Righteous Reg, and William Washington III. Brent Lotwin says, Grapsody is so getting demonetized this weekend. Oh, boy. Ryan says, what do you think about the book more than one women's match on TV sign at Dynamite? Thanks for all you do. Well, they should. I mean, it doesn't have to be every week, but yeah, they should. AEW absolutely should. We've got news on that on FightfulSelect.com as well. Andy Slamberg says, you got to think Jarrett and Conrad are licking their chops. What with the rumors about them starting their own promotion? They got an awful lot of talented people under that umbrella, buddy. An awful lot. Chad Zuver says, with 80 releases this year, can there be attraction for people who want to work in WWE anymore? I think that the dream of WWE and WrestleMania will always be there, but the realistic sense that, I mean, there's going to be a whole lot of people in those tryouts next month that they're having. Don't know if I've broken that news yet. Surprise, they're having tryouts next month. That maybe we'll think twice about it. Normhausen says, best wishes to the release and hope you feel better, bud. As much as I love New Day and every other top talent, F Vince in this company, very evil. Nerd Guru says, Leo Rush seems like the kind of guy that would go out and get Swerve to be in his faction because I can't think of a better fit for him in AEW right now. I would be shocked if AEW is not interested. I would be shocked, buddy. Shocked.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like we are starting to wrap up. The chats are kind of slowing down. We have kind of covered most of this. Again, FightfulSelect.com, we're going to have a bunch of supplemental news. I've already got some stuff that I'm going to post up there. And Alex and Kayla, I'll probably hop on their stream too after this. How about that? I'm going to go sneak onto their stream after this. So if you guys want more of me, maybe even in an angrier setting, there you go. Evan Wright says, the Spud Free the Narrative show will be great. Yes, it will be. It sure as hell will be. Let me get down to the bottom of these damn chats. My God. Probable Cause says, am I making up things here, but didn't Swerve's podcast also become a WWE's network? Does WWE keep that? He can just start a new one and be just as fine. just as fine. Nerd Guru says it's so apropos that CM Punk is back in wrestling when everything he predicted 10 years ago is coming to a head. The prophet of personalities. Or personality, yeah. Tremaine says 2K is going to have to make models of guys like Balls Mahoney to make up for all these moves. Top Dollar must have shoved accidentally. Oh, yeah. I'm working on it, fellas. I'm working on the how and why. Michelle says, how is WWE going to sell out two nights at Texas Stadium when there's no one left? Unless WWE create new stars within the next 5 months, WrestleMania 38 is the flop. Well, it definitely is going to drive the morale down. But, I mean, they still got Roman. They got Drew. They got Becky. The Horsewoman, New Day. Riga says, imagine Shane Thorne appearing in wrestling as a regular guy under the name Jack Slap. I love that. I think that's funny as hell. Thank you, Adam Cornish, for becoming a member to our YouTube. And Jamin C. Gomez says, have all of the releases been post-Nick Khan? I think he got hired in August of 2020. So no, there were a bunch before. Yeah, they brought him on in August 2020. Yeah, there we go. Dizza says, does AEW just pick up most of this talent, invest, and compete with WWE size? Or does another company come up and compete with AEW and WWE? Love Fightful, long time, first time. Well, we're glad that you're here, even though it kind of sucks that we are here. I don't think they pick up most of this talent. I think they'll pick up like two or three. And I do think another company is going to emerge. ROH just bit the dust effectively. GCW has been emerging. Impact wasn't able to land some big names in Braun and Bray that they wanted to land. Their AEW partnership is done for now. MLW has scaled back their matches, but yeah. John L. says, where do I find Fightful Select? Typing it into YouTube search and only this channel comes up. It is FightfulSelect.com. It's a Patreon platform. It's a subscription service. You can go to Patreon.com/Fightful as well. But you can go to FightfulSelect.com. There's also a button on our website. You can subscribe, support us. It's got at least seven weekly podcasts. And every single day I have exclusive news. Now, it ain't all going to be CM Punk returning to wrestling, but we did break that story on FightfulSelect.com. We've broken thousands of stories at this point. So you can head over there. That's the most direct way to support us. Alicia says, hopefully these are the last releases of the year. Little shocked that it's this close to Thanksgiving and Christmas, honestly. What do you think about the new promotion, DPW? You mean Duffy Pro Wrestling? Is that what you mean from heels? Is that what you're referring to? I like heels. I like that show. Damien says, wasn't Top Dollar also hosting WWE's show, trying to get missing gear back for the warehouse? Yes, he was. And I thought he was very, very good at it as well. They wanted him to host Raw Underground at one point, but it ended up going to Shane. Some Stupid Punk, big thank you to him. He has donated so much on this stream. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. He says, what do you mean, who will WWE have for WrestleMania? They got Lesnar and Goldberg and Taker and Roman and maybe The Rock. If Vince says pretty please, just a few million dollars per match and he can have all these part-timers show up, budget. Deadlock Pro Wrestling. Deadlock Pro Wrestling. Let me look that up. Let me see. Can't say I'm okay. Andrew Everett, I'm familiar with him. Calvin Tankman, Rosemary, Luther, our boy. Wasn't that familiar with it, to be honest with you. I'm excited for Terminus. How about that? Terminus is the company that Baron Black and Jonathan Gresham are starting. And boy, is that getting some buzz. I'm going to be talking to them about it on Friday. I'll be releasing it early next year. Or early next year. Early next week, hopefully. But Terminus has some buzz, too. I'm excited about that. Ted Gruber, good friend, says, WWE 2K22 Legends Edition. And Evan Wright says Shane Thorne and Mikey Nichols as a team again. Yeah. Some Stupid Punk says Tony Khan says there's more than enough room for a third company, roughly AEW size in the market. That's why I keep thinking of Trips going out and starting his own promotion, his own free NXT style promotion that works with other companies. I do too. I might not have thought that before all this, but yeah, I definitely do after the last couple of months. Phoenix says Drake Maverick returned from the banhammer once. Maybe he can do it again. I think at 38 years old, he's going to work the indies. I think he's been smart. He's what a wonderful guy that dude is. I don't think he'd be upset that I shared that. Like, we're not that close or anything, but he reached out to me this week after I posted about some personal issues. He did, and actually a WWE rep did as well. So it ain't all bad people there, my friends. But I do want to thank all of you for joining us here. I want to thank all of you that had kind words for me this week. And I'm heading over to Fightful Select right now. I'm going to jump over on and do some angry shouting on Alex and Kayla's, or Kalex, Kate's stream, if they are still on the air. If they are still on the air, they are. My God, of course they are. You can catch me over there. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. NerdGuru says, at this rate, Roman's going to be fighting 50-year-old men while the four horsewomen are just in a loop of fighting each other. And KE says, have you heard of Triple H was frustrated prior to his health issues? I haven't heard that, but it's very clear WWE wanted me to establish that wasn't like the issue, the health issue wasn't like caused by that. So guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, guys. We're out.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.